Bush Doctors, written by Annabelle Braley and read by Jackie Katona and David Tredinnick.
Claire was equally appalled with the 8-day rosters for the doctors, which she considered an unwieldy, unsustainable model that clearly explained why they were unable to keep any of them. Finally, she was horrified to find that they were still using paper records, especially since they'd already experienced one devastating flood that decimated all their documentation. Claire acknowledges she ruffled a lot of feathers in her first year or two, and confides that, had she then the knowledge that she has now, she'd have sallied forth with a little more diplomacy. As it is, she admits she pretty much crashed in like a bull in a china shop. This particular china shop bull is the very elegant doctor on the front cover of this book, and when that gorgeous smile lights up her face, as it frequently does, it live streams all the positivity and joie de vivre of her happy disposition. Professionally, however, she is inclined to be composed, at least on the outside. Very direct and uncompromising. She readily concedes that some of the staff were just not ready for her kind of management, and especially not from someone so new to the RFDS, with no knowledge or experience of the outback, and with a very posh, preppy British accent to boot. With a shadow of regret, Claire says, "I had the best intentions, but no prior experience managing staff, and there are certainly things I would do differently now. I knew my intentions were good, but I was focused squarely on patient care and the overall function of the base. It was challenging," she admits, adding, as the shadow lifts and her smile returns, "but I do love a challenge." And the challenges weren't just political. Even though she always had a flight nurse with her in those early days, Claire sometimes found working in isolation quite confronting. Her first really difficult retrieval was out of Quilpie, where a man had been punched in the pub. The RFDS got the call to say he'd hit the ground, hit his head on the concrete, and the local doctor was unable to intubate him. Flying in with her flight nurse at 3 o'clock in the morning, Claire was role-playing a confidence she didn't feel, as she'd never done anaesthetics out in the field before. But she knew she had to get it done. Contemplating the alternative, she says, "There is none. That's all there is to it. You have to step up and do what you've got to do." As it turned out, encouraged every step of the way by her flight nurse and the Quilpie hospital nurses, Claire successfully tubed the patient and they flew him out to Brisbane. But it's a memory that lingers and reiterates the challenges that face doctors when they're on their own in a tiny remote location, at least 2 hours by plane from any kind of comprehensive medical facility, and facing something they may not have experienced before. While her professional life had some prickles on it, the highlight for Claire was the clinic runs. Not just the flights across the outback, which she did find pretty awe-inspiring, but the people.